This podcast of Today FM Breakfast means you can connect with M, Grant and Ed whenever you like. But you've only got a limited time to switch to Optus in-store and get the Samsung Galaxy S9 64GB for just $59 a month on a 24-month lease. Get terms and conditions at optus.com.au.
Hey, podcast. What a day.
Big day. Big day. Good day.
Samantha Markle in the, not in the flesh, but on the phone, if you know what I mean.
Yes, and Grant Tenure in with the hard-hitting questions too. Weren't you? You really went after your little bulldog.
Yeah, it's been a while since I was at Prime Television Wagga Wagga, where breaking all the big news.
Where did you get your journalistic degree from? Where did you study journalism?
Sort of backdoored the industry.
Backdoored it, did you?
Yeah, I carried tripods and I washed news cars.
That's how I got into journalism. That's the same thing. It was.
You learn on the job, mate. You learn on the job.
We launched a big competition that you've arranged.
Yeah, Family Feud. Look, they say it's being rested for a while. So this is your last chance. Sorry, a little tickle.
Okay.
So your chance to actually become one of the last families to play Family Feud.
What an opportunity.
All you need to do is listen to this show.
Yeah.
Come on, register.
Yeah.
Organise your crazy family, answer a few questions, and boom, you're going to be on the stage with us pressing buttons and winning cash and fast money. It's that easy.
So for you Sydney podcasters, you just need to go to the Today FM Win page and register your family. We're getting the whole family together. It's going to be good. Two families, in fact.
Exactly. So Today FM, Today FM Win page. Get involved. Have a nice podcast. Our next guest is the sister of Meghan Markle, recently married to Prince Harry, if you didn't know. And she joins us on the line. Good morning, Samantha Markle.
Well, good day. I'm Grant and Ed. Hello.
Great to have you here, Samantha. Thank you so much for deciding to join us. Just quickly, what did you think of the wedding? Obviously, you're quite outspoken before it. Were you happy for her? Your thoughts on it?
Oh, my gosh. It was so heartwarming and beautiful. You know, I think everyone would agree that both childbirth and beautiful weddings have a way of melting everyone's heart. And I think whether you're sitting somewhere else in the world or here, how I was at home in Florida, or you're actually there in London, it was so beautiful and romantic. I think we were all a bit overwhelmed. Yeah.
Samantha, watching your half-sister walk down the aisle and how beautiful and she looked and how happy and in love she looked, did it make you regret any of the things you said in the media before the wedding?
Well, you know, I have to say, I have to remind people, you really can't believe everything you read in tabloids. And I was always very forthcoming about the way I felt, the things that I loved and admired about her. And then there were some things that I didn't understand or that I disagreed with. And they were horribly skewed in the media, using words like slamming and, you know, it's just, that was not accurate at all. And at the end of the day, and certainly at the beginning of her life, she's my baby sister, and I love her, and I was so proud to watch her having that happy moment. It was so beautiful and real, and all of, you know, anything, any disagreements that you have just sort of melt away when you're overwhelmed with that level of happiness.
And
it was quite beautiful. And
Samantha Markle, have you contacted Meghan to say how you felt about the wedding? Have you been able to text her or call her or email?
I have not, because she's so overwhelmed with her schedule and everything going on. I thought I would let her settle into that. I really want her to, you know, enjoy all of that. And, of course, they're quite busy. So when things settle down, I will hopefully be able to, you know, share with her my wishes and the gift that I got for her. And I think everything will come full circle.
Do you think that your relationship can be repaired, though? Like, honestly, do you think that she can forgive you? Or, I mean, all she has that access to is obviously the media. So do you think that your relationship can be repaired?
Of course. I know that, you know, we're both adults. And if anyone listened to the message of the bishop in the sermon at that wedding, it is all about love and forgiveness and moving forward. And so I think we're certainly capable of doing that. And that song was a beautiful reminder, the choir song and the bishop's sermon. And the entire wedding, it was quite heartwarming. So all things considered, I think we will do just that.
Considering how beautiful and amazing occasion it was, how much did it hurt to be snubbed for the wedding? Like, do you take responsibility for that, or was it unfair that you weren't able to attend?
No, I didn't feel like that at all, because no one in, You know, my father's side of the family was invited, nor was anyone in Doria's side of the family. And we really felt like, you know, you can't hold that against her. The traffic there would have been chaotic. Ultimately, I was more comfortable, you know, watching it from home. I'd still love to extend my wishes to her. But I certainly don't feel snubbed because no one was invited.
How?
And that being said, you know, yeah.
Sorry, Samantha, how's Thomas Sr., your father? How's his health? Where is he currently?
He is recovering. He is still in the hospital, and he really did have a heart attack. It certainly was not fake. That was a lot of media rubbish. But, you know, it was quite difficult for him as much as he wanted to be there to walk her down the aisle. And on the other hand, it was a huge honor that Prince Charles walked her down the aisle on his behalf. So you know, it was sort of bitter but definitely sweet at the same time.
Our guest is Samantha Markle. Samantha, I just want to go to your most recent tweet, and I believe I'm quoting here. So even Doria, Meghan's mother, cashed in on talking to Oprah and some of the first photos out there only she could have had. Well, what did you mean by that?
Right. You know, I think the media has blown out of proportion the idea that family and friends have no right to talk or to share their fond memories or their photos. And everyone who has done that has been accused of, quote, cashing in. It's not cashing in to share fond feelings and memories and to put those out there.
But it is to accept money for those fond memories and photos. That is, you're exactly cashing in. You're not just freely sharing your opinions with the media for no money.
Here's what's fundamentally wrong. If family and friends don't make any money, you know the tabloids and the journalists are going to make tons of money, and they have less right to make any money than the family.
Why do you have the right to make money off of your sister? Why is that your right?
It's not off of her. It's off of my personal photos that I was in. So if they're my memories, my life experiences, my photos, I certainly have more right to make money off them than any journalist or tabloid photographer. Wouldn't you agree? They're complete strangers. And so for the media to deprive family and friends of that is rather vulturish of the media.
Did it go a little too far then? If Dad's obviously unwell, we had the paparazzi being organised with the shots that you have admitted that you coordinated for him. Did it go too far if your dad's health was pushed to the limit and unfortunately he couldn't walk his own daughter down the aisle?
Well, it went too far anyway on the grounds that, you know, someone said, don't you think it's scummy to arrange photographs in a certain light? No, I think it's scummy that paparazzi would take photographs, skew them and purposely take the most horrible photographs to represent a person.
But Samantha, you understand that you've we're not trying to ambush you or upset you, but this is what's coming across to us in Australia especially. You complain about the media on one hand, but then it seems you're courting them on the other and offering up, you know, cash for photos and comments and inviting them to take photos. And then in the same breath, condemning them. So it's just confusing for us, if you understand.
On the contrary, I have to correct you. I didn't call them. They came to me. And with regards to my father, the only photos that were, quote, staged were the photos of him engaging in a normal lifestyle because he had been purposely depicted in an unfavorable light. I used to work in broadcasting and media, and I know very well how it works. So I said, Dad, you have not only a right but an obligation on behalf of yourself and the British royal family to be depicted honestly as you really are and not to allow the paparazzi to disparage you with photographs that are intentionally skewed negatively.
So
I felt that he did that. He did not accept any reasonable sum of money for them. The only ones who made the money were the photographers, and he had turned down interviews twice during the year, upwards of $50,000. So clearly he was not money motivated.
Samantha,
And with all due respect, his photographs were honorable.
I just want to clarify just once and for all, is there honestly nothing you regret or would take back about your behavior in the last 6 months that you honestly feel that it was all okay and above board? Nothing you regret in your conduct?
I... I would say my conduct was not the problem. It's what how the media interpreted my conduct.
Wow.
If I made a comment about the holidays, tabloid reporters said I was slamming. There was no word in my tweets that was slamming. But I do regret the title of my book, which was meant to mock social labels and how they can be injurious. The title of my book, A Diary of Princess Switch, it was not negative at all. Neither is the book.
Mm. Yeah, that's a hard one to sell, Samantha. So, thanks. All right, we appreciate your time today. Just let's move forward now, all right? The wedding's happened, and as you say, you know, moving on, you know, the family sort of getting back together, whatever it is. What is the next thing that you're going to do, you know, to reach out to Meghan, to sort of...
Mend bridges.
Build a bridge and be in her life, because presumably they're going to have children. This is going to be going on for a long time. Well, what are you going to do to try and sort of bridge that gap?
Well, I'm hoping that after they've had their honeymoon and settled in, we'll have time to communicate by phone.
Do you have her number? Do you have her phone number?
I will probably arrange that through my father. And
That makes sense. That makes sense.
With all these media appearances and photos that have been organized, how much money have you made over the royal wedding?
I think it was obvious at the beginning. Well, I still don't have a wheelchair-accessible house, so it's not that much. And here, just to give people a snapshot of how it really works, if I do one interview and they pay me $1,500, and I do an interview either live or recorded, 10,000 publications will get on the AP.
They will copy that.
It a live interview in it and write their own story. That's the way it works.
That is true.
Thanks, Samantha.
All right. Thank you.
So, here is some fun. Family Feud, as we know, Grant Denyer, is being... There it goes.
Oh.
Do it, man. Do it. No, not dance. Talk.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
yeah.
That's what happens when I hear that music every single time. Okay. It's like an impulse.
Now, do the intro as if we're on.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host, TV's Grant Denyer.
Hey.
Hi, guys. Welcome, everybody. Hey, this is a great opportunity, Ed, quite seriously. Obviously, Family Feud's been a big part of my life, and for many, many thousands of Australians over the 4 years in which we have done this.
Huge.
We had 30,000 people apply in the first 2 weeks that it returned to our TV screens, to give you an idea.
It's massive.
However, unfortunately, the show is being rested for now.
Rested.
Just for the time being, hopefully back
the
in the new year.
Hey, guys, it's not going to be too far away, I'm sure. However... Do we have an opportunity for you, Ed?
Oh, this is thanks to you, mate. You've actually done that. You've gone, right, I'll go speak to them. I reckon I've got an idea. And now we're giving you the chance to play Family Feud at Channel 10 in a special episode to be like two of the last families that'll ever be on the Family Feud set.
For the time being.
Until it's rested.
Yes, until it's up.
Only rested.
That's true.
Until it's
back.
How's this? So two families. Now, not only are you going to get to be there, you're going to do the whole bit. It's going to be fantastic.
You get to come on the set, play actual games, hit the buzzers, go for the top answer, man. And can I just say, there is no better fun for a family to do together. You know what?
Yeah,
it's been on our TV screens for 45 years. It's come and gone in various incarnations. Everyone remembers our version of it, no matter how old or young you are. This is your last chance to come and have a play as a family on our set for reals with us. Our gift to you.
So your family will go up against the Markles or someone else who gets through. This is how you get involved. The Today FM win page and register your details. We're going to start with a on-air sort of version of Family Feud to whittle it down to the two best families to come on Family Feud. You're also playing for $2,000 cash and the runner-up getting $1,000 cash, apart from glory everlasting.
And you get to do fast money. That's where the cash is made. That's the hero moment of the show. And you know what? As the world gets darker and angrier and more scary, just a bit of silly fun, mate. Put your brain in neutral. Say some stupid stuff on television. Come and have a giggle with us.
I hear you.
And enjoy yourselves.
Yep, I hear you, man.
One of the last few spots up for grabs. Come and grab it.
Today FM win page to be part of
Amazing. Well done, Doll.
It's just great.
Great prize arranging. You're giving
fun
away
for everyone.
You're giving away family spots on a much loved game show that
is
being rested and hopefully back next year for the time being.
Money can't buy that experience. This is a money can't buy experience. No matter how deep your hip pocket is.
Good.
Money can't buy this.
Ding ding.
It's all thanks to Family Feud, 6 PM Sunday to Friday on 10.
Get more of Today FM breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
131060, is there something about your body that you don't really like and so you've shielded your other half from seeing it?
What was revealed?
We've been together 18 years. I've had 2 children by him. We have no secrets.
No secrets.
But there is something about my body that I have not allowed my husband to ever see.
Wow.
And it is the hair that grows around my nipples. So, as you get older, and particularly I have Italian heritage, one day I looked down there upon my boob and saw in my areola a large pube-like situation, just one. Wow. And I was like, and I just quickly, I ripped it out.
Ooh.
I left it there as a warning to other hairs that may grow.
Yes.
And then I thought, oh, it's just a one-off. Doesn't matter. These things happen. Yeah, you know, sometimes you blokes, you know, sometimes you look at your nostril hair and you're like,
it's long one.
Yeah, it was an anomaly.
It's a one-off.
Yep.
And then, no, they started coming thick and fast.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we call them boob pubes. And so I have then, since I was about, I reckon 28, I reckon it's gotten worse as I'm getting older, have just been secretly plucking them out.
Yeah.
So I've never kind of, if I know Scott's going to see me nude or we're going to, like, I'm planning on walking around topless, you know, as you're prone to do.
You get in there
everywhere.
First?
Yeah, I just make sure that before I get in the shower, which is the best time because the hair's erect, just rip it out.
Bang.
Oh, and a good length too on those hairs?
Oh, they're amazing.
Talking?
Sometimes the ones underneath, because you can't see them because I've breastfed, so my boobs sit flat on my body. You don't realize there's one underneath and you could get some Gandalf happening under there. It is. Hectic. You could plait that stuff.
If you twang it, would it sound like a cello?
100%. You could clean your teeth with it, Grant. And so I saw such a hair in the shower on Friday night and I had my fingers on the hair just as I was about to stop in. And then he walked in the bathroom and looked at me and I'm standing there holding the equivalent of a horse's tail in between my fingers, basically. And he looked at me and I looked at him and I was like... and he's like, and then he just turned around and walked out.
No words.
And so I don't know if my 18-year lie has been exposed that I have completely hair-free nipples because it's a lie. It's a lie.
Oh, no words is worse.
And so I got in the shower and I quickly plucked it out and, you know, washed it down the drain, never to be spoken of again. But I have not allowed, like, this is the one thing, I mean, you know, people poo giving birth in front of their partners. You know, there's no secrets. You both know.
Yeah.
But that is the one thing about my body I've always thought, you know what? I don't think he ever needs to see this hairy situation.
He wasn't bothered. He's a casual guy. I reckon he's gone in, seen it, and then just gone, yep, wandered out.
Really?
I don't reckon he gave it another thought.
Really?
No.
Is there anything you hide from Diff?
Well, it's sort of, it's not, one of my legs is shorter than the other and it would often be a case of, and it's stupid because every now and again, if I was sort of lying down or whatever, I would not say anything because I don't need the sort of two-paced shoes, but I'm not too far off it.
Oh, right.
And then one day I were lying in bed and she goes, what's wrong with your feet? And I said, nothing. And she was tugging on one of my legs to try and get it to be the same length as the other.
That.
And I was like, bro, it's not.
So 131060, you get the gist. Is there something you've just been keeping to yourself? They don't need to know.
Amy from Helens Park, St. Helens Park. Amy, good on you for stumping up and calling us. what happened?
What you got, Ames?
Look,
do you get hair on your nipples, Amy?
I do, yes.
And do you pull them out?
Not anymore.
They come back so quick. Mate, right? I wish my hair on my head grew as fast as the hair on my boobs.
Yeah.
I reckon. You're not on your own, Em.
Thanks, Doc.
Okay, so I didn't hide something from someone. I was seeing this guy for about a year, but he would never stay over. Anyway, so I was like thinking maybe it was me. So a year into it, I discover he has a glass eye and he wouldn't sleep over because he had to take it out and wash it every night.
Wow. How did you finally find out? It must have been a really good glass eye for you not to notice in a year.
Well, you know, I knew that he had a bit of a like
bung
a
eye.
Of, yeah, bung eye. That's right. But he was going to say, "Oh, what's wrong with your eye?" Like when you meet somebody. So then I just kind of just didn't ask. I knew there was something there.
How was it revealed?
I just was sort of confronted him, and he's like, "Oh yeah, well, this is why I've got to go home and wash my eye." I think he thought I must have just known, and I was like, "Oh, and do you want me to show you?" And I said, "No, it's okay. I don't need to see." We broke up not long after that.
Oh. That's a tough crowd, mate. Tough crowd. I thought you were going to say you patted him on the back one day and it fell out.
Boing. Oh, made that noise. Amy, you're going to go see Cher. That's what you're doing. Don't miss Cher performing her greatest hits live in concert, Qdos Bank Arena, Thursday, October 18. Tickets on sale now at livenation.com.au.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
At 14 minutes past 8, we sure are. Yes, we're going to be chatting to Samantha Markle next, but let's try and give someone some money. Grant Daniel, who have you got for us today?
Lauren from St. Ives is on the line. Are you ready to play today FM's Alpha Bucks, Lauren?
Yes, very ready.
All right, you're doing a bit of studying at the moment, are you? So a little bit of cash would come in handy?
Yes, it would be very helpful. I'd love to travel afterwards.
All right, where's your target location? Where you want to go?
Oh, anywhere in Europe, but all of Europe.
All right, let's see if we can get it started. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter H for Harry, okay?
H.
Harry?
H. For each question. H for Harry.
That's the one. If each question you get right, you score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Lauren, H is your letter. Here we go. Name a shoe brand.
Pass.
A language.
Hungarian.
A board game.
Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
A female music artist.
Hannah Montana.
An animal.
Hippo.
A beer brand.
Sorry, what?
A beer brand.
Heineken.
Magazine.
Pass.
Type of sauce.
Hot sauce.
Ooh. Did we just get that last one in?
Yeah. $500, Lauren.
Woo! Thank you.
Hughes, you still there, mate?
I'm still here, guys. Yeah. Oh, and I've got my wallet is loaded with cash. And right. Someone needs to win it.
Here we go. Let's go straight to the phones. He said it was a lot. He said it was more than Alpha Bucks. Julie from Waroona Heights. What's in the wallet? Nah, bad luck. All right, let's go.
I like that. I like how swiftly you moved on. She deserved that. Laura. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
What's in Hughesy's wallet?
$480.
$480 here. Oh, it's a bit more than that.
Yeah.
It's and close.
Thanks for calling in from a well.
He's walking around with $400 cash in their wallet.
Well, Dave Hughesy's. And wow. Rebecca from Prospect. How much is in the wallet?
$515.
She is bang on the money, like she's got security camera vision from my house.
Wow.
Boom.
Good job.
Rebecca?
Wow. That is amazing. Oh, Hughesy, I don't have a problem because you are awesome.
Good.
Thank you. Oh, right. It deserves every single cent, no doubt about it. Yeah. I'm going to give her a tip.
Plucking tip.
All right, Hughes, you're back this afternoon, 4:30 to 6:30, you and Kate Langford for Hughesy and Kate.
Absolutely. See you guys.
Bye. Bye, dog. A survey has found that 90% of women don't feel safe in Sydney after dark.
God, it's a big number.
It is. And many of these women complained of being harassed, followed, catcalled, groped, leered at, unwanted attention from men. And the most disturbing part of this survey, boys, is that a third of the girls surveyed were only between 11 and 15. Mm. And they said that the first time they were harassed was at 11. And, you know, I've got an 11-year-old now, and I have a 16-year-old who's very beautiful. And I have seen this happen to her while she's walking with me and her dad. So this is something I've experienced walking around in Sydney. I sometimes walk to work in, you know, at 4 a.m. Mm. and I have had men call things out. I've had them deliberately cross the street to walk near me. I had one guy just on Friday morning come over and he'd obviously been out all night asking me for directions. Mm. And I don't know if, and I'm not saying all men do this, but I don't know if men realize how intimidating it can be if it's dark and you're a female on your own in the current climate. Mm. Mm. And what I will say is, catcalling or leering or shouting something inappropriate at a woman is not a compliment. And maybe in your mind you think you're doing something kind by commenting on how she looks, but it is flat out harassment. And I think you need to also think about, would I want this said to my mum, to my daughter, to my sister? And, I find it really intimidating and scary. And we wanted to know on 131060.
Yep. Tanya from St. Mary's, do you feel safe in the city?
No, not at all. If I'm out with my girlfriends for a work do and I'm walking home to the train station, I find that due to lockout laws, there's just nobody around.
Mm.
There's no crowd. You feel very secluded and just not safe.
Mm.
Have you had any experiences that have troubled you?
I've had a few on the train, just local drunks, but you just never know what can occur.
Yeah, and that's odd that you've... it's an interesting aspect of the lockout laws, meaning that there's less people around, and I feel as though these lockout laws are having a lot of... effects that they hadn't really thought about. I know I've got friends that live in King's Cross and Potts Point, and they're saying...
In Newtown.
Yes.
Everything's being pushed out.
Yes, there's a lot... That there's incidents that are taking place that would not normally have taken place if people were still allowed to be out.
And these areas aren't equipped to deal with the crowds that are now flowing out and squeezing out of the city.
Oh, I've lived in Newtown many years, and I was there the other day, and it was...
It's hectic.
Different, yes.
Tally and Parramatta, do you feel safe after dark in Sydney?
No, definitely not.
Mm.
What happened? Have you had situations, Talia?
Yeah, I'll have people follow me for like nearly a K, walking home from either a train station or just walking around. Gosh. I'll have people approach me and say things like, oh, why aren't you smiling at me, pretty? What are you doing? Where are you going?
Yeah, the why won't you smile, or you should smile more is so menacing. And why? Like, why are you telling me to smile? But I understand. Yeah. And how old are you, Talia?
I'm 25.
Yeah. Okay.
And do you take any steps, Talia? Like, do you have a self-defense plan or what? You know what I mean? What do you think
about? Yeah. So usually at night, I always walk clean to my keys, and I always have like them desperately in my hand. And, you know, you have those self-defense things running through your head. Like, oh, is my hair in a way where it's easy to grab or... I make sure I never walk late at night where I can't hear people. I never listen to music at night because I need to hear if there's someone behind me.
But the thing is, and what makes me so angry is that I don't want to have to tell my daughters to not dress in a certain way or not go out after dark. Or I shouldn't have to be educating my daughter on how to keep herself safe. We need to educate boys on what the appropriate behaviour is towards women and not victim blame here. And even Talia, having to think about before she goes out, how's my hair so it doesn't get grabbed? Mm. That is not a thought any young woman should have to have.
No.
It's just not acceptable.
Thank you, Talia. Thank you, Tanya.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Very, 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 very quickly, though. Grant, Tanya, your lie has been exposed. And
my lie has been exposed.
Which one?
This is the farming one. You claim to be a farmer.
I am a farmer. I have a farm. That makes you a farmer.
No, you need animals.
I have animals. I have five, six, including a dog.
You have a cavoodle.
That is a tough cavoodle. Like one that chases kangaroos. That's a real cavoodle.
Go back to the cow. Go back to the other animals. There are five of them. What are they?
Mm. They are Scottish Highland cows. Oh.
So you claim they're a herd of cows.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Yesterday, one of our team members happened to be in the area of your farm.
Bathurst.
Yes, where I am a cattle baron, correct.
This person went to your farm, as you claim.
Yep.
And I had texted this person saying, oh, you're going to Grant's farm. Make sure you get a photograph of his herd of cows.
Oh.
Now, when that request was put to you...
Would you do that?
Yeah, because you claim to have cows. When that request... And I looked at my phone and I was going to bed, and then I text our team member and said, hey, did you get that picture of the cows.
And you could have seen them on my Instagram account or Twitter anytime you like. They are there. In fact, the header on Twitter is just me, like, stroking the cow's beautiful little fringe, because they've got delicious little fringes and big, big horns, gorgeous long orange hair.
It's time to play a game called Beat the BS, where you can then give the nonsense explanation to everybody here now that you gave to our team member as to why they were not able to see, touch, see any evidence of this herd of cow. Would you like to play before the bovine relieves itself? See if you can give us the same BS reason that you gave to them yesterday as we play Beat the BS. Start the clock.
Okay, so every now and then the cows need a holiday. So what we need you to do is you need to put them on another farm where there's more food. And if they've got a bull, hopefully, your cows can be serviced by the bull. So you could maybe, my fences are broken.
What? I'm so confused. Did you try to go get your cows knocked up and so you lent them to someone else? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're like on a cow holiday where it's like
admit
cow Tinder.
Do you not have cows?
Just admit it.
They weren't here on the day she happened to turn up because they were on another farm getting some love from one of the bulls, trying to make some more cow babies.
All
to
of them?
To expand my awesomeness as a cow collector.
Yep.
Are they called collectors?
Yeah. See ya. That is
cow hunter.
Sorry. I'm
a cow
sorry,
hunter.
Mr. Denyer, but you're going home empty-handed.
Yeehaw! I got a hat.
A few things to get us started today is the which way do you go when you're trying to push past people on an airline or in a theater or anywhere that you might have to do that? Do you go bum or crotch first?
Are we answering now?
Yeah.
Crotch.
Bum. What? Crotch.
Yeah, crotch.
That's the intimate area. And you want to get that closer to their face?
But I don't have protruding genitals. So I feel like that's my flattest surface. So I'm encroaching less on someone's face than if my bubble butt, my ample ass, is going past. I'm probably going to hit him in the face. So for me, if you're walking past me, I want you to walk past me with the thing that's least going to hit me in the nose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if it's a woman, gotcha. I would say crotch first. But as a man, I don't want cock and balls in my face.
No.
Unless I've asked very nicely.
Yeah. Exactly. You don't want sword to nose on the way past.
But then you're crotch first.
Yeah.
No, I'm bottom first.
You're bottom first as well.
No way.
But remember, he's going to brush, not your face, because he's at a different height.
That's true.
If you go crotch first and then you accidentally kind of, lock eyes with them, then it kind of becomes really creepy and really weird. Like, you don't want to be making eye contact.
Why am I locking eyes with someone walking past?
I've
never done that.
I've
never done that.
Because if they're trying to maybe make way for you and they're going to move their legs and they look up to see if you're okay, all of a sudden you've got your junk right in their face and now you're locked eyes and now it's almost semi-romantic or just weird.
No,
it's too much.
You may have overthought that.
What do you do?
Because
very tall.
Yeah, it's because of my height. I will go.
Can you give him kneecap or back of knee?
I go crotch first with a heavy lean back.
Yeah, but then aren't you thrusting?
No, the other way. So I sort of a reverse, sort of a concave,
hunching over.
Yeah, sort of a hunch, a sort of a hunch. And I often will sort of lead with an object in front. So I'll put my bag sort of in front and
good.
Sort of, yeah, as a sort of barrier.
I put both my hands up too.
Yeah, that's good.
Just
nothing
submissive.
To see here. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Hands where I can see them at all times. So as he's my,
Yeah, as I go past. Now, Sharon from Blacktown, when you're going past people, what do you give them?
Always crotch first.
Crotch first.
Now,
but if it's a man walking past you, wouldn't you prefer bottom to crotch?
No, because you can always see if the other person's going to move and do the really subtle excuse me.
That's a good one.
Okay. All right. So much to think about, really.
Yeah, it's a minefield.
Who'd have thought?
Movie passes. Dendy Cinemas for you, Sharon, so you can do a field test for us.
Speaking of crotch first, apparently people hooking up on Tinder are not hooking up.
No.
See, I always thought it was GPS for your genitals.
That's surely its point.
Otherwise, why bother? Isn't it?
And if you've got a single friend who's on Tinder, like, is that not one of your most favourite things to do?
100% swiping
on people.
Is to see
what they're up to and who they're up to.
I like to swipe on people I know they would never, ever date just for a sport.
Yeah. So they've done a study in the Science of Technology, University of Science and Technology in Norway, and they found that of 641 students that were on there, most of them were using the picture-based mobile dating apps, and only one in five were active users, and that there's no higher level of socio-sexual, whatever that is.
So people aren't getting sex from Tinder, is what you're telling me.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, I find it hard to believe too. 131060, if you wish to counter that or tell the truth. I mean, we've been led to believe by someone who's actually on Tinder in our team that it's so exhausting going through the photos that by the end of it, once you've got the match, you're done.
So you're addicted to the process of seeing a fresh face.
Yeah.
So you're addicted to the swiping motion and then getting a connection but can't be bothered with the follow-through chat.
That does make sense. A friend of mine who's on these things did once describe it as a full-time job. So I said, do you pay your super? Do you get 2 weeks off? 131060, if you're on the what they're calling picture-based mobile dating apps, you know the ones we mean. There's Bumble, there's...
Bumble, Tinder, Grindr, Blender,
all of those.
Growler.
Jesus.
Growler?
Did I make up Growler?
No, that exists.
Is that great name.
Is that what the lesbian one?
No. It's definitely not a lesbian one.
It's for bears.
No, it's for bears. Bears. Okay. Yeah, okay. Growler would make sense for women.
It was already taken.
It's already gone. If you're on them, are you get? You know, what is it? Is it a hotbed or is it, you know...
Are you exhausted by the time you've picked someone that you can't be bothered going to do somewhere?
Yeah, 131060. Some research from Norway has told us that the people on Tinder, while they're swiping like crazy, they're not getting any action.
I'm in a lot of Tinder and Grindr profile pics, guys.
Like you...
Yeah, like
people use your photo online as a Tinder profile?
Been with me, you know, like we've had a shot together. And I appear a lot on Grindr. Apparently.
Oh, that'd be fun.
It's helpful.
It'd be fun to swipe and see yourself. Oh, there I am. Where's Wally?
I don't get to swipe, but yeah.
I've seen you grab other people's phones and take over.
Yeah, use help and help them. So Laura from Wetherill Park, are you on Tinder?
Yes, I am.
And Laura from Wetherill Park, you're young, you're 22. Does it work?
Yes.
Tinder does work?
No, like, I feel like after work and constantly, like, on it and, like, swiping, I'm just not bothered to, like, go anywhere. I'm just too exhausted to go out.
See?
And, you know, after chatting to people and, like, yeah.
Laura, do you ever follow through with a date and then, like, have you ever had it be successful where you've had a date and then, you know, other things?
No, like I've gone to have a date, but then I'm just like, I don't know, he's not my type, or like that always keeps happening, and
it's fraught. Yeah. This whole thing is fraught, Laura, because the problem with this internet dating is you don't get that first moment of when you meet someone and there's that sort of frisson, there's that kind of that energy that you get where you meet someone and you think, oh, this person's interesting. You can't get that if you're swiping 30 times a week, can you, Laura?
But also the thing is you can do a complete background check now on someone before you've even laid eyes on them.
Yeah.
You can find out everything, who their friends are, what jobs they've had, what they looked like when they were 19.
Yeah.
It's ruined romance.
No mystery.
There's no mystery.
There's no mystery, is there, Laura?
No. That's so true, though. And then you get there and it's like, oh, they're like this, or they're not like, they're probably saying all this and there's something else in real life, or once you get to know them, they change and it's like... Oh.
I like the old days when you used to get to, your lies used to unravel slowly.
Correct.
Exactly.
It took 10 years to find out you didn't have a degree in marine biology.
Exactly. You can go forever with that. Thank you.
Do you know how many people I told I had a degree in marine biology?
Why not? Why not? Like George Costanza. You get yourself a $50 Moe and Co. hair voucher. Good on you. Laura.
Why was it sexy to work with dolphins in the 90s? We all went there, didn't we?
Perfect career, wasn't it?
It just seemed like,
because it showed you were adventurous, you're a lover of animals, that played to your tender side.
Yeah.
SeaWorld, we all went there as kids.
Yeah, I always used to tell people, oh, yeah, I work with dolphins. I don't know why that was my go-to.
What is the go-to job now that people would say?
Influencer.
Travel blogger.
Influencer.
Yeah, influencer.
I'm an influencer, are you? But what's your job, idiot?
Well, I'm in a cafe now at the moment.
When Mimi falls apart New Year's Eve, when Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Straight off the bat, I have amazing Fergie news. My favourite part about the royal wedding was Fergie.
I noticed this.
Arriving, strutting, pointing, just glad to be allowed royal side once again, wearing one glove. I don't know why. I don't care to know why. I love Fergie. Anyway, I heard from someone very close to her that her and Prince Andrew are secretly on.
What?
And he's waiting. Yeah, back together. And he's waiting for the Queen to die before... Because he promised her, Mummy, I'll never go back. But apparently, him and Fergie are back on secretly.
Oh, in secret.
Yeah.
That is that's good nice inside goss.
How happy.
That's a what, nice
how,
story.
How do you have this intel?
I cannot give away my royal insider. Oh, but apparently, very reliable that Prince Andrew and Fergie have been on doing the nasty for quite some time.
Wow.
And he's waiting for the Queen to go.
Surprised she just did not kick the doors in on that church then. I'm back!
She did. And I you know she had a flask of gin taped to the inside of her thigh. Like, you know that was in there. Now, moving on. Yesterday, the Billboard Music Awards took place. And I don't know, I always forget about them because you've got the Grammys and the Ace American Music Awards. And yeah, the Billboards happened. But I tell you, everyone was there. It was a very supportive environment. There was lots of singing in the crowd. Kelly Clarkson hosted it. And there was a very powerful moment. Obviously, we had that shocking Texas school shooting.
Yep.
And in the organizers of the Billboard Music Awards said to her, can we please do a moment of silence? And she said, no, we've been silent for too long. Yeah. I'm sick of being silent. And this is what she said instead.
They also wanted me to do a moment of silence. And I'm so sick of moment of silence. Like, God, it's not working. Sorry. So why don't we not do a moment of silence? Why don't we do a moment of action? Why don't we do a moment of change? Why don't we change what's happening? Because it's horrible.
Good work.
Yeah, and also, you know, lots of thoughts and prayers going out, but thoughts and prayers don't stop bullets. So we need to move on from the thoughts and prayers.
And she's from Texas too. That's why she was highly emotional.
Yeah, 100%. Now, also, John Legend performed, and obviously his wife, Chrissy Teigen, just gave birth to their son. They've released the name Miles Theodore Stevens.
Nice.
But he came on stage with a little, like, group of kids in a flashy jacket and sang a song to Chrissy, and everyone melted.
That's nice.
Oh, I love him.
Relationship goals for those two. Like, oh, they've got it sussed.
He's amazing. And finally, James Corden. Oh, he drives me crazy. I don't know why.
You're not a fan, are you?
I'm not a fan. I don't care. I'm not going to keep it a secret anymore. He drives me crazy.
Yeah.
But he's revealed that one singer has, in fact, bolted from Carpool Karaoke before it even filmed because he wasn't aware of what was actually going on.
What? Did a runner?
Bryan Adams turned up for the anniversary of Back to the Future, and James had lined up a bunch of 80s singers to perform. And Brian thought that it was just him and his hits. And then saw the other lineup of singers and thought, I'm not a best of loser, and drove away. Have a listen.
I don't know that Brian's management had told Brian that it was a sort of collaboration with lots of other singers. So Brian's walked in, seen the list of other people that have done it, turned around, walked, got in his car and left. I've never seen him, never heard from him. He just bolted, he was gone.
Now, don't forget, coming up after Alpha Bucks, we do have our exclusive chat with Samantha Markle. Yes. Don't you go anywhere. If you have a question for her, you can contact us on Facebook or Instagram or on the phone, 131060. That is coming up very shortly.
Ooh. That's entertainment.
Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb.
Beat the bomb.
8 minutes past seven. Today FM's $100,000. Beat the bomb. Here we go. Mary from Bradbury.
Oh my God. Hello.
Hello.
Congratulations,
hi.
Mary.
Thank you so much.
Have you got a strategy?
No, just get in before the bomb.
Yeah,
that's a bloody good strategy, actually. You've nailed it.
Just win money. That's my only strategy.
What are you going to do with the money?
Okay, I want to go on a girls' trip with all of my girlfriends. They've all got children and they need a major escape.
It's
a nice idea.
So
how much?
Yeah, anywhere that we go is good. Anywhere away from children for a weekend.
Okay, have you set a target in your mind?
Somewhere around $1,000 so that we can all go. There's like five of us.
Okay.
Yes. Here we go. Cash bomb is loaded, and all you need to do is yell stop before it goes off. Do that, you take home the last cash amount revealed, but if the bomb beats you to it, then you walk away empty-handed. Mary, that all makes sense. Are you ready to light the fuse?
I'm ready to go.
Let's light that fuse.
$500. $700. $1,500.
Stop.
Stop. Yes, hey. Mary. $1,500.
Oh, my God.
$1,500, Mary! Congratulations!
Thank you so much.
That's simple. Good job.
You're officially on a girl's break.
I don't want to hear it go over like more than $2,000, though.
Mary, my piece of paper stipulates that we now have to see how far you could have gone. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I feel like I did pull out too early, but it was ticking very quickly.
It was.
Okay, let's find out.
$1,700.
Mary.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That makes me feel so much better.
Yeah. congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
Kieran, the internet warrior, is here. Does he even have an intro these days?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
An online network called Internet. The information superhighway.
The Internet.
Internet.
The Internet.
And so I fix the problem. I'm a fixer.
Here he is.
I'm a fixer.
Now, mate, your record on the internet is par excellence. Just to remind everyone of your credentials, how many nights did you eat free from Uber Eats?
It got to 14.
And jeez, well done.
And it only stopped because I forgot to take a receipt, so I couldn't claim it back to JSR Boss.
Yeah, you texted me about that. You were furious with yourself. So you're great at this stuff. So look, 131060, if you're in a battle with a company, you can't get a refund, if they're not getting back to you on email, any problem, or even if your phone needs fixing, anything at all, Kieran will give you a path to having either money back in your pocket or getting it for free. That is his great gift.
Some kind of resolution. He's our go-to guy.
Yep.
He's relentless in his pursuit for refunds.
Yep. He is, and he's great at them. So 131060, if you are involved in anything like that, Kieran will help you. But you've got some advice. Let's just say that you were with a major telco, yes, and there's been outages. There's been two.
Yes.
We won't
say
who.
There's been three.
Oh, there's been three. Oh, okay. let's say I was one of the people affected, yes, internet warrior. What could I do?
So when you sign your contract, they're providing a service. Now, so you pay your monthly cost. Say my average phone bill, for example, is $100, and then that service goes down for a period of time during that day. So say it's down for 3 hours. Now, you could, in theory, you could call them and say, hey, my service is down for 3 hours.
Well, I can't call. That's the problem.
No, when the service is reconnected, you can call them and ask for the money back for that period of time as a credit on your next bill. So, for example, they're not going to give you just 3 hours. They'll probably give you the day. Now, on a $100 bill, that's $3.33 a day for every outage period. So this month, in theory, every major telco company that's had issues, could call and go, I've had 3 days of interrupted service. That's $10 back on your bill.
So you're saying every single person represented by this telco has a claim?
If they had service problems, then yes, because they haven't provided the service that you're paying for.
Everyone could get $10. Why would you bother?
A sweet $10.
Who would bother?
Could you call for everybody? If we give you a list of names.
I would say the easiest way to deal with these companies now is if you go on their website and you just hang around the website for a bit.
Kieran does like to loiter on people's websites.
A box will pop up going, do you need help? And if you click chat now, you can chat to them instead of having to
pay me my $10.
You do that chat. That chat thing pops up all the time on websites that I'm on. And I always go, hey, if that's a bot.
That's what I thought.
It's not a bot. It's an actual person. My girlfriend used to work for them. They're chatting to four people at once, but they're there.
Mm. Oh, wow.
That's a real person.
Because a photo comes up and says, hi, my name is Lydia. Can I help you?
Like, it's probably not Lydia, let's be real.
Yeah,
okay. But it's a person.
It's a person, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That works.
Okay. So anyone who was affected by an outage yesterday, feel free to hang around the internet and look for a bot and ask for your $10.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that?
I'm not with that company.
Ah! Okay.
If you do have a problem, he is here at 131060. But
I'm a fixer.
Yeah, he may tell you to hang around a website. Like,
yeah, he may just tell you to loiter on the internet, which seems very vague.
Ah, that's great.
Thank you, Internet Warrior. Thank Back you. To your post.
See ya.
An online network called Internet. The information superhighway.
The Internet.
Internet.
The Internet.
And so I fix the problem. I'm a fixer.
Yeah.
Fix things.
Got our Internet Warrior in the studio, Kizza Kieran, who is so good at getting refunds, vouchers, just not taking it, man. You stand up to companies and to places and you get what's yours.
You're so tenacious. A gym once didn't honour your Groupon.
Mm-hmm. I got six months free.
Yeah. And some would say interesting taking on a boxing gym, but you did. Well done.
Well, that's fine.
Anyone? Rebecca. Rebecca. Now, Rebecca, what happened?
So I ordered two pairs of pants and they came through and they were too small. They were for a dance costume. So I reordered them in like a bigger size. And they said that this was on April the 11th, and they said that they were on pre-order for delivery like the 1st of May, and I still haven't received them. I've tried to make contact with them like via Facebook and their contact form and even email, and I just haven't heard anything back.
Okay, so I would say that if it's on pre-order, it's likely coming. It's coming straight from the supplier, not from the actual company if they're on pre-order.
Okay.
So it's likely that they're coming from abroad, which would slow down the process a little bit. Did you pay for express or standard shipping?
Express.
Okay, and do you have a tracking code?
No, I don't even have a tracking number because they said, like, their shipment is on their way, and, like, where you get the little updates, it was like it will update you of your shipping number when it comes through, but it hasn't even been shipped yet.
Okay, I would say that what we need to do then is, again, try and contact the company. They should be able to get in touch with the supplier and find out where it is. If it's express, it's likely to have a bit of insurance there, so the company can claim that on their insurance if it's lost.
Yeah.
They can claim that straight back. So
could
then they'll
you
be
go
able
to the bank
again.
If nothing happens and say it's a fraudulent thing?
Well, it's not fraudulent. So the problem is you've agreed for that transaction to be taken.
So what are your rights if people just flat out don't give you your goods and take your money?
Oh, that's when you can get you can go to like consumer affairs and get your money back that way. But if you've agreed to the charge, but with consumer affairs, it's got to be 30 days. So we're 8 days away.
Okay.
There you go, Rebecca.
Hang on, Rebecca.
Another
we'll get your details.
And you can go to consumer affairs. Thank you.
I'm a fixer.
Yeah, he's a fixer.
I'm a fixer.
He's a fixer. Hey, Paul from Hurlston Park, the Internet Warrior is here. What's happened?
Look, I just want to talk about insurance, health providers.
Yeah.
I've been paying $120 per month for my health insurance, and last month I noticed that I've been charged double that.
Ooh.
And they didn't even really inform me. I just got a little text informing me, you know, some jargon about how the insurance is going to go up. But I'm trying to get hold of them to actually explain the reasons why they'd gone up. And I couldn't even get onto anyone. They were just pushing me through from one department to the next. And I came from from the Philippines back over to Australia, and then I was back over to the Philippines again. It's just a nightmare.
This is a common one, Paul.
So how much did they? So you paying $120? How much did they take out of your account?
It was at least $240.
Yeah.
Double that.
So I would say what's probably happened here is the increase has gone through, but they've made a mistake on their end. What you need to do is, again, it's annoying, but you can link around the website and go on live chat. They all have them.
Yeah.
But it's with insurance companies, it's probably a bit harder for them to get your money back because they'll be undercovered by someone. So with insurance, they're the company, they're the front-facing company, but behind them is another company who provides the money when you claim.
Yeah.
So what I would say is that they'll be probably... When you claim on insurance, it can take 7 to 8 weeks. So you just need to... You just need to make sure that you stick it in loiter, basically.
Well,
and if not again,
then
it's consumer affairs, and it's 30 days. Yeah, that's the issue.
Paul. If it's been 30 days, consumer affairs, and then loiter on the chat.
If you ring up and pretend you want a new policy, you tend to get through straight away.
I would say that if you've been
the motivation of your call.
So you lie about why you've called because they want to get your money and then flip it on them when you get
it. It's also the thing of if you've been double charged, then the next month will be free. So by the time we get to it and we go going around again, you'll just get this month free.
That's good though. That's a good point though. But Paul's got to get it to their attention. Otherwise, they'll just keep...
It'll be on the system.
Don't give up, Paul.
Paul, don't give up.
I'm a fixer.
Thank you. Thank you, Internet Warrior. My phone, Tiff, broke my screen.
Broke it?
Yeah.
Is that all the cover?
When no, no, there's a screen break there.
Okay.
Do I have to go and hang around a Genius Bar and get lectured by someone?
Yeah, because if when you go to update, grade your phone, if it's got a fake screen on it, they'll know straight away.
Yeah, if I just put Glad Wrap over it, yeah.
There is an issue too. I think that if you get a third party to do your screens, they can be some fault codes that appear on your phone. Yeah. They've got some bugs at the moment.
They block the phones now.
Apple, you are, I mean, all
just
my...
Don't, or yeah. You just don't do an update. Just get a fake screen and then just never do an update.
Yeah, then your battery life is terrible.
Back to a Nokia. That's the only option.
Slows down.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast means you can connect with M, Grant and Ed whenever you like. But you've only got a limited time to switch to Optus in-store and get the Samsung Galaxy S9 64GB for just $59 a month on a 24-month lease. Get terms and conditions at optus.com.au.